why we track network neutrality here at Radio Survivor. Professor Christopher Terry, thank you so much for helping get us reorient.
Hi, I'm Laura from Hudson at the Hudson Farmers Market. You're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM, hands-on radio.
Are you uninsured in between the ages of 40 and 64? The Cancer Services Program of Clemmie & Green Counties offer free cancer screenings. You could be eligible for free clinical breast exams, mammograms, pap smears, and colorectal screening tests. There are many local doctors to choose from. To find out more, please call the Cancer Services Program at 518-822-8741. Early detection is the best prevention. Cancer Services of Clemmie & Green is a program of the Healthcare Consortium and is funded by the New York State Department of Health Cancer Services.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Justin of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.
Rick Carlin and Michael Williams are reporting for the Times Union. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, December 19th, announced the 2019 Regional Economic Development Awards at the Albany Capital Center. In total, the Capital Region, which includes Greene and Columbia counties, received $84.1 million to support 120 projects. The total of just under $4.7 million was awarded to projects in Greene County. The Catskill Gateway Project received $608,000 to support the construction and or renovation of a 25-room select service hotel in the village of Catskill. Flock Development and Realty received two awards for a total of $2 million for the creation of a 13,000-square-foot event venue and 20,000-square-foot hotel on the waterfront in downtown Coxsackie. And the village of Tannersville will receive $1.3 million to implement the Gooseberry Creek waterfront strategy by developing a trail along Sawmill Creek, connecting Main Street to Rip Van Winkle Lake, and creating recreational amenities at Gooseberry Park. Approximately $5.3 million was awarded to Columbia County. Big winners include the Shaker Museum and Library, which will receive $1.6 million for the renovation of a historic building in Chatham into a museum facility to house the new Shaker Museum for Columbia County, providing places for library and object collection and exhibition space.
Basilica Industries was awarded $950,000 for renovation of its existing event facility to improve its efficiency to make it usable year-round. The City of Hudson will receive $750,000 for improvements to the wastewater collection system and $17,500 to fund a parking improvement feasibility study. The Albany event Thursday marked the ninth year the REDC awards were made. Read the full story in the Times Union.
Democrats in the House of Representatives voted to impeach President Donald Trump on December 18th on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The vote was 230 to 197 on abuse of power and 229 to 198 on obstruction, with presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard voting present. In the Hudson Valley, Republican Representative Elise Stefanik voted against both articles of impeachment, and Democrats Representative Antonio Delgado, Paul Tonko, and Sean Maloney voted in favor of impeaching the president. New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand will now sit on the trial in the U.S. Senate. Quote, "Each senator has a constitutional duty to consider the evidence marshaled by the House to make a fair, dispassionate judgment on whether or not to convict the president," unquote. Gillibrand wrote on Twitter, quote, "I'm deeply troubled by what I've heard from the House hearings. It appears President Trump put our national security at risk in order to obtain political favors. There also appears to be strong evidence of obstruction of Congress and abuse of power," unquote.
Jackie Salo is reporting for the New York Post. Scientists have unearthed in Cairo evidence of the world's oldest forest. The 386-million-year-old fossilized forest was discovered in a quarry, according to a new study reported in the latest issue of Current Biology. The Cairo location is believed to be 3 million years older than the previous world record holder, located roughly 25 miles away in Gilboa. Researchers said the new findings give them new insight into the evolution of forest, a sign that the Earth's transition to a forested planet began 10 million years before trees started growing from seeds. Scientists believe the forest was home to a varied network of trees that reproduced using spores instead of seeds. The study's lead author was Binghamton University professor William Stein. Stein and his team plans to continue looking at the Catskill region and compare their findings with fossil forests around the world. Read the full story in the New York Post.
While much of the snow that fell in the post-Thanksgiving storm has melted now, local mountains are still covered in white. Hunter Mountain reports five lifts open over 36 trails this weekend with 1 to 3 feet of snow. Windham Mountain has 28 trails open, 25 groomed, with 3 lifts open, with a machine-groomed base of 10 to 36 inches of snow. Catamount Ski in Columbia County has 15 of 43 trails open, with 5 of 8 lifts running and 1 to 2 feet of snow.
Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for Columbia Paper. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors, December 11th, voted to urge the state of New York to delay implementation and to modify its new bail reform law, calling it, and I quote, "a clear and present danger to society," end quote. The new law is scheduled to take effect January 1st. 19 supervisors voted in favor of a resolution that called for the legislation to be extended to include the types of crimes for which bail could be imposed, as well as a requirement that victims of the alleged crime be notified of the accused court appearance dates. One of the 6 supervisors who voted against the measure, Hudson 3rd Ward Supervisor Michael Chimedes, said the day following the vote, and I quote, "It's so important that we treat people equally regardless of income. It's so arbitrary when somebody who has not been found guilty languishes in a holding cell, sometimes for weeks because they can't afford bail," end quote. Ancrum Supervisor Art Basin pointed out many of the supervisors had not seen the resolution until too near the vote to discuss it thoughtfully. He said to decide to detain someone based on whether they can pay bail is, and I quote, "intrinsically unfair," end quote, urging instead, and I quote, "let the law go into effect and see how it works," end quote. Basin also noted that keeping people in jail is, and I quote, "terribly expensive," end quote, for the county and the state. And you can read the full story in the Columbia Paper.
The New York State Bridge Authority Board of Commissioners December 19th announced it has approved toll increases effective next year. The adjustment will be phased in over a four-year period. Cash rates will increase from the current rate of $1.50 per crossing to $2.50 starting on May 1st, 2020 and ending on May 1st, 2023. At the same time, the Bridge Authority will roll out new tolls for EasyPass customers at 10 cents per year for 4 years, with an eventual EasyPass rate of $1.65 in 2023. According to a press release from Bridge Authority spokesperson Chris Stieber, and I quote, the toll adjustments will support necessary investments in the spans between Bear Mountain and the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. These projects include the replacement of the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, North Span Deck, major painting and paving project at the other four Hudson Valley bridges, as well as the transition to all-electric tolling, end quote. Information on the planned toll increases will be presented to the public in the coming months. The authority operates five vehicular spans in the Hudson Valley, which connects Greene and Columbia counties. You can read the full story at nysba.ny.gov.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny Sunday with a high near 41 and a low around 26. Should also be sunny on Monday with a high of 46 and a low around 29. And Tuesday, there is more sun in the forecast with a high of 39 and a low around 25. You're listening to the radio WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
On Sunday, December 22nd, Wesley Harper performs Vince Guaraldi's entire Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack live on 90.7 FM, on WGXC.org, and in person at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill starting at 11 a.m. The Kinderhook Reformed Church hosts the 10th annual celebration of Lessons and Carols in Kinderhook at 4 p.m. Part dance party, part funk concert, part comedy show, the holiday funk spectacular Everett Bradley's Holidelic starts at 8 p.m. at Club Helsinki Hudson. That's it for this week's WGXC Community Calendar. You can add your own event and hear it right here on the radio by visiting WGXC.org/calendar.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I am Lena, and I am a student of MC Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're from Hudson.
Yes, I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
Bookish things.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
And today, because the holidays are just around the corner, we're going to talk about some of our favorite holiday books, movies, and music.
Yeah.
And maybe other things. So we're talking about the holidays. We're probably mostly going to talk about Christmas, but we're also going to talk a little bit about Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And maybe some solstice.
Wait, what's solstice?
That is on December 21st.
Okay.
And it's the darkest night of the year.
I forgot to include Kwanzaa. I know very little bit about Kwanzaa, but like I have a book about it, which I only read around Kwanzaa because like, why not?
Yeah, I've read some books about Kwanzaa. There aren't quite as many of them. I mean, clearly there's a lot of Christmas books.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of Hanukkah books.
Yeah.
Not too many solstice books. Or New Year's books.
Or Kwanzaa
books. There are some Kwanzaa books. I don't know that I have any favorites.
Yeah.
I'll have to figure that out. I've definitely read a bunch, but I don't have any top picks.
Yeah. Is it just me, or should Christmas and Hanukkah at least give, like, Kwanzaa and New Year's and solstice a turn? Because, like, they have a bunch of books. So maybe you, yeah. Like, if
well,
they're
it's not the holidays. themselves.
Yeah.
It's the publishing industry and the people buying the books and writing the books too.
Yeah. So
but yeah, there could be some more.
Yeah. And if there are any writers listening, please make books about New Year's, Kwanzaa, and solstice.
We have a number of books about the Lunar New Year, like the Chinese New Year.
Yeah. A few.
We have a few of those. But yeah, I can't think of any New Year's Eve, like December 31st to January 1st books.
Oh, yeah.
There probably are some. I just can't think of them off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But speaking of the Kwanzaa books, if you're out there listening and you're like, there's this amazing Kwanzaa book. I can't believe she's not saying it's her top pick. Let me know.
Yeah.
You can contact me at info@hudsonarealibrary.org and tell me your top Kwanzaa pick and I'll look into it. Maybe we can get it for the library if we don't have it already. Or if we do have it, I can read it. And be able to sing its praises next year.
Yeah.
I actually know one winter solstice book that I really liked. And this is a new release that just came out this year. It's called The Shortest Day. And it's by Susan Cooper and with illustrations by Carson Ellis. And it's a poem that Susan Cooper wrote called The Shortest Day. And it's about the winter solstice.
Yeah.
And it's a very lovely poem that I've had in my life since I was a child because there was an event I went to every year basically as a kid through high school really and maybe a little bit into my adult life with my parents. We went to this event every year where as part of the event they always read this poem. So I really loved this picture book because it sort of brought back memories of those times. So it's very nice. It's a poem about the solstice.
Yeah.
But that's my only solstice book that I know.
Oh, okay. Emily?
Yes?
I have a confession to make.
What's that?
I've only, like, read one Christmas book that I remember.
Really?
Yeah. Christmas, I don't read at all because I'm too busy watching The Polar Express, The Christmas Spirit, and other great movies.
Did you read The Polar Express book ever?
No.
Because you know it's based on a book?
Really?
Uh-huh.
The Oriental?
Really beautiful illustrations. But so what is the only Christmas book that you know?
It's one that I talked about on this show, like the last show.
What was it?
Welcome Comfort. Yeah.
So you didn't read books when you were a kid about Christmas?
No, like I only watched...
Like How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Wait, did I actually read that?
Or did you see the movie for that one?
No, I actually saw, like, whenever I think of Christmas, my only thoughts are laying in bed for too long, opening... No, like, okay, so this is my daily schedule on every single Christmas, well, most Christmases. sleeping in for too long, waking up, eating breakfast, waiting for everyone to start waking up or eat breakfast, calling you out, Cecile. Or my dad, like, sometimes he's like, I gotta finish my food. And all he's drinking is coffee. Mm-hmm. Or, like, he's eating something and I'm like, hurry up, guys, because I really want to open up presents a lot. Opening up presents, being like, yay, I got blah, 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 or blank.
And, or blank.
Yeah, because it could be anything. And me being like, oh, it's 10, because sometimes I wake up at 8 or 9. And I'm like, oh, it's 10. We better start watching those movies. And it's
so what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Ooh. This is going to be hard.
You can name a few.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Emily is the best. Hashtag number one person.
It's my Christmas gift to you.
Even though it's not Christmas yet.
It's a pre-Christmas gift.
Okay, yeah. The Polar Express. Mm-hmm. The new Grinch movie.
Which one? The live action or the animated?
The animated.
Okay.
Not like the one cartoon one. I mean like the
not
new
the original
one.
Cartoon. But the new cartoon.
The new one. The Christmas Spirit. And I'm guessing that none of you have heard of this who are hearing the show. So I'm going to try to summarize it. I actually didn't watch most of the movie. Darn it, I can't summarize this that well.
So is it really one of your favorites if you didn't watch it?
Well, I was like, no, I don't want to watch it because I was like too busy coloring my squishy mushy, which is a squishy.
Mushy.
Yeah. So I'm just going to try to summarize this the best I can. So it's about this girl who somehow gets a hotel. And there are a few days where she's there and she's like, huh, okay. Some weird stuff has happened. The lights turned off. Even though I turned them on, some crazy stuff has happened. The fan broke. This vase, like, fell off and stuff. Like, I don't remember what broke, but out of nowhere, she sees this man, I think. I'm sorry, but I haven't watched this since last Christmas, kinda. Because I didn't watch most of it, because I was busy coloring in my squishy mushy. So, she, like, met this man, and she was like, hey, you're not staying here. And then, like, she blinks for a second, and then he's gone.
Wow.
Okay, and that's all I'm going to tell you guys.
Cool. You want to know my favorite Christmas movies?
What? You can only name three.
I can name three? Okay.
Yeah. Three or four.
Three or four.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking with Amelia last week about this, and she thought it was more of a Halloween movie, and I thought it was more of a Christmas movie, but I love The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, no. The creator said that it was more of a Halloween movie, and that
I think
is
of it as a Christmas movie.
Oh, no, 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 no. It is a Halloween movie.
I just don't buy it. I don't know. To me, it's very clearly a Christmas movie. But anyway, since it's my choice, I'm claiming it. So I love that one. In terms of the classics, I haven't seen it in a number of years, but I used to watch it every year. It's a Wonderful Life. And I like the original Grinch. I haven't seen the newer ones, but I like the animation.
Okay.
And then I'd be lying if I didn't say Elf.
Oh.
I just think Elf is really funny and fun. But I'd say those are my favorites. I'm probably forgetting one.
Emily, I forgot to mention one that I just saw recently.
What was that?
Home Alone 1. Oh. I have just seen it, and it is the bomb.
I haven't seen that since I was a kid. It's good, though. It holds up, even though it's as old as me. It's less old than me, actually, but it came out when
really
I was a kid.
You look really young, like in your 20s.
So just like the movie holds up, I hold up.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You can't go past 21.
Really. Oh, okay, I'm 21.
Yes, you are 21 and you will stay 21.
Cool. I don't think I talked about Christmas books.
Yes.
Did I?
You I only talked about the Seltzer book.
Oh, the Solstice book.
Yeah.
So for a Christmas book, so the one that reminds me the most of my childhood is Santa Mouse, which is really cute. It's about a mouse who ends up becoming Santa's helper. And it's very sweet. So that was my favorite growing up. And then recently I've read a couple that I really liked in recent years. One is a Taro Gomi book called Presence Through the Window. And it's a little kid's book that has, you know, like a little window in the book. So you can see something through the window. And then when you turn the page, it kind of reveals what it really is. And so there's all of these different creature characters that are getting gifts from Santa through the window. And so it's kind of like a revealing book where, you know, each time you turn the page, it reveals something. But part of the reveal is that as you're reading the book, you realize that Santa maybe made some wrong deliveries because people are getting gifts that make sense for their neighbors.
Oh.
So it's really cute and very simple and interesting. Okay. And then I read a really good one this year that actually ties together Christmas and Hanukkah, which Ooh. Is nice. It's called The Trees of the Dancing Goats by Patricia Polacco. And it's the story of a young girl named Trisha who loves spending Hanukkah with her family. And they're getting really excited for Hanukkah and, you know, celebrating.
Yeah.
And they go to visit their neighbors, and their neighbors, like the whole neighborhood, except for their family, have gotten scarlet fever. So they're very sick and aren't able to really celebrate Christmas. And so they feel bad for their neighbors because they know how much joy Hanukkah brings for them and how much joy Christmas celebrations brings for their neighbors. So they decide to cut down Christmas trees and decorate them and secretly deliver them to all their neighbors. And so it's about the family doing that.
Yeah.
That Christmas and Hanukkah season. So that's a very sweet book.
Emily, I just realized something.
What's that?
We read a Christmas book today and I totally forgot about it.
You read one today?
Yeah, a Christmas book.
What was it called?
I can't remember what it was called. So it's about this family who is from Germany, and in this story they brought over Christmas.
Like they've come to the United States?
Yeah,
and
they
brought
came,
their Christmas
celebration. No, they came to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And basically. And they like were like, oh, this is what we do. And like they chopped down trees and like did like stuff what we would have done in the olden days when there was no electricity, no phones, not even your Chromebook. So they did some of that stuff and they got made fun of because they were the only ones who did that. And then a couple years later, year after year, a family would copy them and they would do the same thing as them. And it made me think of one of my friends was like copyrighted artists, which is a game that we played together, which I am bad at because it doesn't let me play it. Even though you don't even have to move around in the game. So, yeah. People eventually just, like, copied them.
Interesting.
Yes.
I have another Hanukkah book to talk about.
Oh my god. Talk about Hanukkah.
There are not as many Hanukkah books as there are Christmas books.
Yeah.
There are so many Christmas books that come out every year. And there's usually some Hanukkah books, but not as many. So it's a little more slim pickings. But there are some really good ones that I like. But my new favorite one that came out, I think, last year is called Hanukkah Hamster by Michelle Markell. And it's about a cab driver named Edgar who, after a long day of work, is getting ready to go home and realizes there's a hamster in his car. So somebody left a hamster behind in his car. And so he does his due diligence and, you know, reports it to Lost and Found at the cab company so that if anyone is like, I'm missing my hamster, that they'll be able to find their hamster. And in the meantime, he takes care of the hamster in his home, and they form a nice connection. He names the hamster Chickpea and starts to celebrate Hanukkah with his new hamster friend. And he lives alone. His family's back home in Israel, and so he's missing his family. And so it's nice to have this little creature to, like, spend the holiday with. And it's very sweet.
Yeah.
It warmed my little heart.
You're saying that you
my
have
big
a
heart.
Tiny heart.
It warmed my big, huge heart.
Okay.
But it was really nice. And you said you had like something you wanted to talk about with Hanukkah?
No, it was Kwanzaa.
Oh, Kwanzaa?
A book that I read. So it was like a book where she's like, oh, I can't wait for Kwanzaa. And then she's like, hopefully my big brother makes it because, like, he's coming back home from college. And there's a big snowstorm and he couldn't make it.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, what would Kwanzaa be like without my big brother? And she was all sad the whole time. Like, they invited friends and family. They tried to cheer her up. And then, like, I'm pretty sure at the end of the... Never mind.
No spoilers?
Yeah, no spoilers. Yeah.
For those who are listening on Thursday, on this Saturday, December 24th, first at 4 p.m. at Hudson Hall, Operation Unite is holding their Kwanzaa Umoja celebration.
What's Umoja? You're glad that I asked.
And I just looked up Umoja because I didn't know what it meant.
Okay.
And in Swahili, it means unity.
Unity? Mm-hmm. What's unity mean?
In Kwanzaa, the seven principles of Kwanzaa, Umoja means unity, and it's to strive for and to maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's on Saturday at 4 p.m. at Hudson Hall, so Saturday, December 21st. So if you're listening Thursday, there's still time to attend.
Yeah.
But we also wanted to talk a little bit about songs before we go, because
Yay.
There's lots of great holiday songs. Again, not as many that I know about the solstice. Or about Kwanzaa, but I'm sure they do exist. And not so many about Hanukkah either.
I know a
lot. Although we know at least one.
I know like a few of them because I've been in school for a while. And they're like, we have to include Hanukkah. How dare you not include
there
Hanukkah?
There may also be some songs that are sung that are more religious too, that so that aren't as popular in terms of like popular culture. Yeah. But what's one of the songs that you know? The only one I know is the dreidel song.
Okay, so, wait, do you mean the one where it's like, oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
Yeah.
And when it's shine ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play. Like, there's actually a game that's really fun that goes with it.
The dreidel game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's a good time. But you sing other Hanukkah songs too?
Yeah, but there's like one where it's like, spin and spin, dreidel spin, let the Hanukkah fun begin, twirl and spin, whirl around, let the dreidel hit the ground, tell the tale for all 8 nights, it's a festival, Elias, what a wondrous holiday, we will sing and we will play. Recorders and then they repeat the singing.
Huh, I like that.
And then like third graders like repeat the singing, fourth graders keep on playing the recorders. So since I'm a fourth grader, it's sing, play, play, and then third graders get sing, play, sing. So yeah,
that's a lot to keep track of what you're supposed to be doing. But I like that song. I never heard that one before.
Yeah,
I like that more than the dreidel song. Although the dreidel one's catchy.
Yeah. It's like, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Like, last time I heard it and I actually remembered all of it was, like, when I was in kindergarten. I forgot what happened in third grade. Like, did I win?
Do you have any favorite Christmas songs?
Oh. There's one that people say it involves religion.
That's okay. What is it?
Okay, I'm sorry if anyone is like, oh my god, that is so offensive, because I don't know how it's religious. So it starts out like this, ding dong, hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all sing and say, so joy throws away, Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek young and bold, ding dong ding dong, that is a song with joy will bring.
Yeah, it's a little too high for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a nice one.
Yeah,
that's your favorite.
Well,
how does it make you feel?
It's one of my favorites. It makes me feel, like, happy. But my number one, if you're asking,
I am.
Is, you know, Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Cupid.
Vixen.
Connor and, I meant Vixen. But you know it all. The most wonderful reindeer of all. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw I sang that when I was in kindergarten too.
So that's your favorite?
Yeah,
that's cute.
Yeah,
it's a classic.
Yeah, and my mom told me that they're going to take it off the radio. We'll take it off the internet basically, because like radio is internet and internet is radio. Basically, kind of. They're just going to be like, Thanos snap, you never existed. Like,
why?
Because it was like about bullying.
Oh.
Yeah, because like they didn't let him play because he had a red nose.
but it's about how he overcomes bullying and becomes like the star of the show and how he's so important and what made him special and different and people were bullying him for was actually an asset. And
what's an asset?
A positive thing. It has a purpose.
Oh my God.
Like, Santa wouldn't be able to drive his sleigh through all that snow without this shiny red nose. So it was an asset to their team, his nose.
Yeah. And also, instead of saying his red nose, I almost said his stuffy nose.
His stuffy nose. That's why it was red, because he had a little bit of a cold.
Yeah. Like, as soon as he was born, and then, boom, it started glowing because he started playing with a glow stick. It fell on his nose.
Mm-hmm.
Because my sister actually broke a glow stick once, and she was wearing shorts, and she started drawing on her legs, and it started glowing, and the glow stick magic just went on her legs.
Wow.
Yeah. And she did that on purpose, and I'm mad at her because I'm like, no, I don't want to die. You can just go do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we run out of time, I will tell you my favorite Christmas songs.
Yes.
So my favorite Christmas album, first of all, which is a different thing.
Wait, what's
it? Is like a collection of songs on a disc or a playlist, is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings has a really great sort of soulful Christmas album. It also has a Hanukkah song on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And actually, I like that Hanukkah song too. But I think I like some of the kind of like nice classics like White Christmas or The Christmas Song or I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Or All I Want for Christmas.
I actually do like some of those cheesy ones too. I love the Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas Is You. And I love Last Christmas by Wham.
Oh, I love Last Christmas. They even made a movie about it. And I was like, let's go see it. And then... I found out later that it wasn't for kids, but I am the one who went to go watch Shazam, which was PG-13.
Shocking.
Yes. Not at all, because I watch anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, those are some of our holiday picks.
Yeah.
So we hope everyone out there listening has a good week.
Or Christmas.
And more importantly, a happy solstice, a happy Hanukkah,
Christmas,
and a Merry
Kwanzaa.
Christmas.
You forgot
and
Kwanzaa.
And happy Kwanzaa, too.
Yes, thank you for including Kwanzaa.
Thank you for pointing out that we should include Kwanzaa.
Yes. Well, yes. I hope you have merry holidays, four of them.
And it's not here yet, but Happy New Year, too.
Yeah, and also, for your New Year's resolution, I'm going to recommend this one. Try to read as many books as you can, and happy reading!
Happy reading!
Yay!
Now here's one for all the little kids. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous Bye.
WGXC welcomes audio responses from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message with WGXC, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-291-WGXE and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. Hear something you disagree with? Want to speak out on an issue? Plug your band's show? Let your neighbors know something important? Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message anytime about any issue. That number again is 518-291-WGXE. 518-291-9492.
Hi, my name is Maddie.
And I'm Serena.
Here's the Catskill News. Weeks off.
This is so exciting to celebrate.
Christmas next week.
And New Year's the week after.
Family, food, and rest.
You know, it's so impressive that we share a good fortune with others.
They're Santa's helpers.
Yeah, feeding 60 families during the holiday.
One of the best things we do here at Catskill.
Happy holidays to all.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays. I wish everyone a blessed holiday season. Thank you.
Happy holidays. Have a wonderful New Year.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas and a very happy, healthy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
All right, I want to make sure that everybody has a happy holiday. Enjoy your time off, and we're going to miss you, but we're looking forward to the second half of the year.
And Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy holidays.
I just want to wish everybody in the Catskill School District happy holidays.
Feliz Navidad, todos.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Yes, this message is for our entire Catskill Central School District community. I wish everyone a happy holiday season. The holidays are a time for family, friends, and a time to just be joyous and to get some rest. I know this year we have 2 weeks off, so I want people to take their time to reflect on all the wonderful things that have happened during the school year. As we enter the new school year, we're going to continue the momentum of success, and 2020 is just going to be even better. So, again, happy holidays to all. I wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Dr. Cook.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
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 Merry Christmas, CHS.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Catskill family. Have a great holiday.
Happy holidays, ladies and gentlemen.
The Catskill High School FCSLA is selling handmade bracelets from Guatemala to raise money for a child they sponsor to help pay for their education. The bands are beautifully handmade and available for $7 each. Please support this important civic fundraiser run by our students.
The music department has been keeping the auditorium doors locked in attempt to funnel all the students through room 151. This helps keep track of all the students as well as keeping our instruments, equipment, and students safe. All the students should use the door to room 151 to enter the auditorium.
Tara Black recently attended the Catskill Hudson game, and the boys didn't disappoint. We're all cheering for you, Taylor, and we're excited to hear you're doing so well.
This is a message to Taylor and all of our love to her.
Hey, Taylor. Happy holidays to you and your family. I see that you're doing better. We're missing you. Get well soon. Happy holidays.
To Taylor Block and her family, that we miss you so much, and I hope you get well soon. From the Catskill High School school family and the Catskill School District family, see you soon.
We love you, Taylor. So glad you're doing good.
Hey, Taylor, we miss you. Hope you're having a great holiday season.
We all love and miss you, Taylor. Come back soon.
Hi, Taylor. We miss you, and we hope all is going well.
Merry Christmas. We miss you and can't wait to have you back in school.
Hey, Taylor. It's Mr. Taylor. Hope you're having a good holiday. Glad to hear things are going well.
Happy holidays, Taylor.
We miss you, and we can't wait for you to come back to school. Mwah.
Merry Christmas, Taylor.
And Happy New Year.
Happy, healthy New Year.
We love you and miss you, Taylor. See you soon.
D-Block, we miss you. Waiting for you to come back, all right? Speedy recovery.
Merry
Christmas, Taylor, and we hope you get well soon.
We're really glad you're doing well.
Merry Christmas, Taylor. Can't wait to have you come back and join us here at CHS and be my student.
We love you, Taylor.
From all of us at Catskill, Merry Christmas.
Our district has made a dramatic statement to change the styrofoam trays to biodegradable ones. Leadership is something we do that sets a standard for others to follow. Thank you, Catskill, for setting a standard so others can follow.
Each month, the Board of Education and Dr. Cook will recognize an Employee of the Month who exhibits specific qualities and or character traits of a particular theme. January's theme is Marvelous Motivator, setting goals and motivating others to achieve results-driven goals. Please nominate your choice for Employee of the Month.
Our school community traced their feet and signed their names to signify their commitment to stomp out hate at Catskill Middle School. Student ambassadors helped facilitate the foot tracing slash cutting out and the bulletin board assembly. Good stuff, CMS.
The middle school held their annual spelling bee and the performances were outstandingly competitive.
Thanks for making this possible, teachers, administrators, students, families, who have studied that 17-page word list with their student. A very special thank you again to Mr. Stinson for pronouncing.
Your word is distressed. When his factory burned down, the distressed owner resolved to build a new one.
D-I-S-T-R-E-S-S-E-D.
Correct.
Verandas. V-E-R-A-N-D-A-S. Verandas.
That's correct.
Such important activities for our students to demonstrate proficiency. Great job.
The annual PTSO Flea Market and Craft Fair will be Saturday, April 4th, 2020 from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Catskill High School. Student and community nonprofit organizations will not be charged a vendor fee.
Save the date. The Interact Club is having its annual Martin Luther King Jr. March for Peace and Justice on Thursday, January 16th at 5:15 p.m. The march that begins at the Second Baptist Church on Main Street at 5:15 and proceed to the courthouse and then to the Catskill High School for the program.
Our music department has been busy this season with the holiday concerts that are available on our YouTube channel, as well as caroling. There is nothing better than hearing your students beautifully sing or play as you venture past the auditorium.
I'm Michelle Storrs, and I am the Secondary Campus Choral Director here at Catskill.
Hi, I'm Colin Ramos here with Mr. Dowling, the Catskill High School music teacher.
Music is a way to express the human emotions, life, everything that you can think of, but without words.
Music in Catskill, to me, means it's a safe place where kids can come down, work on things, not have to worry about being judged. Based off of whether how good or bad they're doing.
I approached my high school band director and said, I want to know what it's like to be a music teacher. He literally threw me into the fire, and I fell in love with it instantly.
I decided to become a teacher before I decided to become a music teacher. It has grown, it's continuing to grow, and one of the hardest things to do is to build something. So we have a few things that we're building here. We're rebuilding the band program, and I'm really excited to see where this takes us.
I definitely feel that as the music program is rebuilding, there is a new level of respect for the music program. Our ensembles are growing. Our students are performing better and better every year, and it's becoming something that everyone wants to be a part of.
Such talent here at Catskill.
Syracuse University runs an It Girls program, which is a two-week intensive program offering an introduction to information technology, IT. This in-depth program is designed to encourage female students to pursue a career in technology. If you're interested in learning more about the program, go see your guidance counselor.
The January region schedule is out. Please mark your calendars. Study, study, Catskill.
The Yearbook Club is looking for business or personal ads for the 2020 yearbook. These ads help keep the cost of the yearbook down for our students and also great for advertising. If anyone would like to place an ad, please contact Ms. Maggio in the high school guidance.
The boys' basketball will play in Mohonasen Holiday Tournament over the break on the 27th and the 28th. Our volleyball team will travel to Ichabod on the 28th. The new year will open with the boy ballers traveling to Rensselaer and the Lady Cats hosting on the 3rd.
What's up, Catskill? It's Alana back with your weather, and today will be 28 as the high and 9 as the low. Saturday will be 28 as the high and 13 as the low, and Sunday will be 38 as the high and 24 as the low. Christmas break is almost here. Get excited because we get 2 weeks off and we're about to have fun. Hope you have a nice Christmas and a new decade and a new year. Peace.
Where does Santa keep his money?
Where?
The snowbank.
Thanks for watching. Cats Can and Cats Will. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
That was insane. That was perfect.
Merry Christmas!
I can't think of anything that's dumber. To a grouch, Christmas is a bummer. Beaming faces everywhere. Happiness is in the air. I'm telling you, it isn't fair. I hate Christmas. People loaded with goodwill, giving presents, what a thrill. That slushy nonsense makes me ill. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday like normal grouches do. Instead of getting presents, they take presents back from you. Here comes Santa, girls and boys. So who needs that big red noise? I'll tell him where to leave his toys. I hate Christmas. And if you want the truth, I ain't so crazy about Easter and Labor Day either. Christmas carols to be sung, decorations to be hung. Oh yeah, well I stick out my tongue. I hate Christmas. Christmas bells play loud and strong, hurts my ears all that ding-dong. Besides, it goes on much too long. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday with a lot less joy and flash, with a lot less cheerful smiling and a lot more dirty trash. Yeah, Christmas Day is almost here. When it's over, then I cheer. I'm glad it's only once a year. I hate Christmas. And whoever hung that mistletoe over my trash can, well, I say hooey and bah humbug!
Everything is one big Christmas tree. All got up with lights and candy. All the world is turning prettily. Everyone's awaiting Sandy. Stop mumbling and cheer up. summer day, and on rainy nights when the streets smudge the lights, it's beautiful, you know. But have you seen it in the snow, when every light has a halo, when it snows all and the world glows white in the morning light? Oh, have you seen it in the snow? They'll tell you this town is an ugly thing, it's all falling down and rebuilt. When it snows.